I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You're listening to the Davis Square Fools on WMFO Medford. It is Sunday afternoon. It is a misty day outside here in Somerville, Medford. 46 degrees and some showers expected later in the afternoon. I don't know about you, but I kind of like rainy Sundays. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's good. We got a big football game to look forward to. We'll have a full breakdown of that later in the show. But we're just going to hang out, chill out for now, relax. And, you know, we've all had long weeks. So just take a seat. Pull up a chair. Let's just get deep. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
hanging on with a push and shove. Possession is the motivation. It's hanging up the goddamn nation. It looks like we always end up in a rut. Hey, trying to make it real compared to what? Hey, trying to make it real compared to what?
Distortion, unwed mothers, for one abortion. Kind of brings to mind, oh, young King Tut. He did it now, tried to make it real, real, compared to what, hey, hey, tried to make it.
Sometimes,
sometimes,
you're doing it right,
still.
Looking back is the Something a good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me? I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
Make mine the people. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the people. I want to get funked up. Y'all. Now this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit former. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7-Up. Yeah. P-Funk.
What's up, everybody? We are back. It's the Davis Square Fools on Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO Medford. We are here every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m., so please do tune in if you like what we've been playing. We are usually preceded by, every other week we're preceded by the Socialist Alternative Radio, hosted by Jeff, and on the off weeks, we are joined by James, hosting his show, which name escapes me at the moment, but let me just get that for you, because it is some fine programming. Really enjoyed his show today. Great mix of tunes. It is called Cosmic Garbage. Wow, what a great, great name for a show. I really like that name.
It's dreamy.
Yeah. We are joined by a special guest this afternoon. I invited a friend of mine to come in and speak to you all about an issue. You know, we try to have fun and relax, you know, unwind after the week on this show, but it is a college radio station and we are here to inform. So if you would please... take it away. And,
well, today I think we should talk a little bit about prescription drug overdoses versus marijuana. It's a very serious topic.
And, you know, it's not usually the kind of thing we like to bring up, but, it's something that needs to be talked about, especially in this area.
Right, yeah.
There's a lot of issues in New England and across the country, really. It's something we kind of need to turn our attention to going forward and make sure that
and now with the entire state of Massachusetts allowing marijuana, I think that it could change.
Oh, that's true. Yes, you're speaking of the recent legalization.
The legalization of marijuana.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in history, 0. Those are some different odds.
Very different odds. Quite a disparity between those two. And I would imagine that with marijuana's legalization, maybe this will take some of the weight off of prescribed
opiates.
Opiates, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, marijuana is a non-physically addictive drug. So if one were to use it to dull pain or to treat any issues, it hopefully wouldn't be as physically tasking on their body as some of the prescription drugs that are used and cause a lot of pain for a lot of families and a lot of addiction problems.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us that
statistic. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming in and doing that for us. Again, you know, not something we like to talk about all the time, but every once in a while you do need to discuss these things.
It is a gloomy Sunday.
I suppose the weather is fitting for a serious talk.
About drug overdoses.
Yeah. But upward and onward. It's Sunday afternoon. Patriots are on tonight. We're all going to put our troubles aside for an evening and focus.
Focus on Tommy.
Focus on Thomas Brady. It's the AFC Championship. The Steelers are coming to Foxborough to take on Tom Brady and the boys. It should be a fun one if you are a football fan. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. Last year during the AFC Championship, we invited a special guest in to give a breakdown of the game, and the Patriots lost by a very close margin after that. So out of superstition, I chose not to bring him back on. I'm excited. I'm hoping we do well. I don't have much of a sports breakdown this week. It is a close match. Not a lot of comments. Two great teams. A true clash of titans. But for now, we have more music to play. So stick with us for the next 16 minutes. We will be with you. And thank you for tuning in to the Davis Square Fools on Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy your afternoon.
Of your dream, this I know, but I'll do whatever possible to make this thing grow. Oh, don't give in.
Hang on in there.
I said hang on, hang on in there. Oh, now say tomorrow you woke up a king. Now tell me just how would you fix everything? You walk around complaining about how things are, but what have you added to this world so far? Check out your mind and see what the answer is, and tell me just how much
that you give. Oh, now don't give me. I said, hang on.
back. Thanks for listening, guys. It has been a pleasure. Really enjoyed all the music today. This one in particular is pretty interesting. It came out in this year, I believe December of this year, if I'm not mistaken. It's by Childish Gambino, who's not known for making 70s funk slash soul music, but he did on this record after putting out two fine hip-hop albums. Really appreciate it when an artist can kind of break out of their shell and try something new. You know, a lot of people might not have liked this record, but it's great music, and it's great to see someone kind of just do what they want, you know? Take that with you, I guess, this week. You know, we all wake up and we have to do certain things. Go to class, study for a test, go to work. But take some time to just do something that you enjoy, that's just for you. For me, it would be doing this radio show, if I was being perfectly honest. And I just want to make sure everybody takes that time for themselves. It's important. It's refreshing. I was just speaking with a friend about it the other day. But that is all for the Davis Square Fools. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Stay tuned for the next show. It is a good one, and we have one more song for you. It is called Looking for Something by Paolo Nutini. Enjoy your Sundays.
The dirt is washed away, and all lullabies are out, and the hands that used to heal me only curse me now. The echoes of a woman so kind rain like waterfalls and ice cream on my worried mind. I lay there in a puddle of myself, fishing for a brand new wish from that bucket down the well. And in her colors I find my faith, 'cause I remember every word that lady used to say. She said hearts can't break themselves, looking for something, leaving with nothing. But souls can save themselves, of mine. Be a long way home without you. Such a long way home without you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's my mother, like no other. Made me human, made me brother. Hands would swell and they would blister for my sake and my sister's. The guardian of my karma, keep my feet on terra firma, and then release me like a scion to the sky. She said that hearts can break themselves, looking for something, leaving with nothing. But souls can save themselves, listen, your sun hungry eyes can bite back your hypnotized. Smiling faces in disguise can bite back your hypnotized. Keep going against the grain. Soon that's all you'll know. Soon that's all you'll know. And let's get this straight. Sometimes you'll rise, and there's times you'll fall. After all, you're just blood and bones, and you don't owe no one.